To lose one terror suspect may be regarded as a misfortune. To lose two, well, you know the rest. Wildian wit was in short supply at Westminster when MPs considered the case of Mohammed Ahmed Mohammed, the terrorism suspect who managed to escape from police surveillance.
The Metropolitan Police believe that on Friday the 1st of November, TPIM subject Mohammed Ahmed Mohammed absconded from his controls. He was last seen at 3:15 p.m. inside a mosque in Acton.
He left the mosque disguised as a woman in a burqa and went on the run. There was mocking laughter from the opposition benches as the Home Secretary, Theresa May, made a statement on the disappearance.
The Police and Security Service have confirmed that they do not believe that this man poses a direct threat to the public in the UK. The reason he was put on a TPIM in the first place was to prevent his travel to support terrorism overseas.
For Labour, the Shadow Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, complained that Theresa May's decision to replace control orders with terrorism prevention and investigation measures, or TPIMs, had made it easier for suspects to escape.
The Home Secretary says that he poses no direct threat, even though he is widely reported in the media to have attended terror training camps, to have procured weapons and planned attacks. And he has walked away from a terror suspect order in a very simple disguise, and the Home Secretary has no idea where he is.
She complained that two suspects had broken the orders. One man escaped last Boxing Day after hailing a black cab in London. Most Conservatives supported the Home Secretary, but some, like Sir Gerald Howarth, also wanted to see a change in the law.
Can she follow the advice of our right honourable friend, the member for Rushcliffe, and have the burqa banned in this country because it is alien to our culture and has enabled this man to abscond?
The MP for Rushcliffe is the Conservative former Home Secretary and ex-Lord Chancellor Kenneth Clark. He didn't call for the burqa to be banned outright, but said women shouldn't be allowed to wear a veil while giving evidence in court. Theresa May said a woman had a right to choose how she dressed.
There will be circumstances in which it is right to ask for a veil to be removed, for example at border security or perhaps in courts, and individual institutions like schools will make their own policies in relation to dress within those schools. But I fundamentally believe it's the freedom and right of a woman to decide how to dress.
The Labour former Home Secretary Jack Straw accused Mrs May of being irresponsible.
In the face of no abscondings under control orders in 5 years from 2007 after they were strengthened, but two abscondings in the last 10 months since TPIMs she brought in greatly weakened the controls on these individuals. Doesn't the Home Secretary think the little contrition rather than bombast would be appropriate in these circumstances?
That was a pretty tough question, but there was a brief pause in parliamentary hostilities. Last month, Jack Straw announced he would stand down as an MP at the next general election, and Theresa May used this opportunity to pay tribute to one of Labour's and British politics' great survivors.
He has given many years of service to this House, to his constituents and to the government in various roles. And I'm sure there are many people, and we're sorry to see him going from his place in this chamber.
A few minutes later, the Speaker, John Bercow, joined in what he called the Home Secretary's most gracious tribute.
Can I say, I think on behalf of members throughout the House, that the way in which, after 30 years uninterrupted service on the front bench, the Right Honourable Gentleman has shown his continuing respect for Parliament and enjoyed something of a backbench renaissance over the last 3 years, is hugely respected in all parts of the Chamber.
That intervention prompted Mr Straw to make a point of order. As he got to his feet, Labour MPs shouted out, "Reconsider, Jack, reconsider," and "I bet you regret that now."
May I thank the Right Honourable Lady of the Home Secretary for her generous remarks, and you, and just say I'm not dead yet.
I think we're clear on that point now, even if we weren't before.
And the hubbub you could hear after Mr Straw declared he wasn't dead yet? Well, that was his Labour colleague, Chris Bryant, suggesting that perhaps MPs should vote on that.